Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Father, please remove this cup of suffering. A few months ago, I attended a meeting for voter mobilization put on by United in Purpose. At the conclusion of the conference, I was standing in the lobby and met a couple of guys, and we talked for a few minutes. It was a brief encounter, and to tell the truth, I don't remember much about our conversation. When I spoke at the CEO forum this week, one of the men with whom I'd met in Dallas, Larry Ramirez, came up to me and reminded me that he'd met me at that event. He then proceeded to tell me that he picked up my name tag that I had discarded that day, and he and his wife had been using it as a reminder to pray over me daily ever since. He told me the Lord told him to do it. I was blown away by this gesture. Yesterday, he sent me a photo of the name tag. This is not the first time I've had someone come up to me and tell me that they'd been praying for me, unbeknownst to me. And I hope it won't be the last, because trust me, I need all the prayers I can get. I remember when my wife and I spent the entire year of 2015 under intense satanic attack, with the excruciating pain associated with a fusion of 5 discs in my neck, my wife undergoing breast cancer and surgery, where she endured 12 weeks of agonizing chemotherapy and 6 weeks of radiation, only to be followed by 12 weeks of chemotherapy that I took to treat stage 3 hepatitis C. It took the entire year, but we came out alive and cured, thanks be to Almighty God. During that period in 2015, I could not work on the Jesus Alliance much at all. I prayed and prayed for relief, as did our prayer intercessory group, and many of you prayed as well. In June of that year, I received a call from a man from England, Simon Rowland, whom I'd never met and never heard of, and he informed me that God awoke him in the middle of the night and told him to tell the Jesus Alliance that he had heard our prayers. Oddly, he had never heard of the Jesus Alliance and or me, and had to Google it to even find where we were located and what we stood for. He was determined, however, as God told him to do this 3 times. At my urging, he made a video to record this experience. It's located on the JesusAlliance.org website under prayer. To this day, I've never met Simon face-to-face, but I hope to do so someday soon. I can tell you that tears welled up in my eyes, and I almost fell to my knees when I heard from Simon at this dark time in my life. I thanked him profusely for going to all the trouble to find me and tell me of his experience and deliver God's message to us. And then I went to my knees, and I thanked God for taking the time to use this man to encourage me and others in our ministry to continue with this vitally important message that he wants to bring to fruition. God answers prayers. I don't know about you, but I believe in prayer. I've been praying daily about the election and ask him to intervene and prevent abortion queen Hillary from becoming president and further pursuing her anti-God agenda. But at the end of the day, I'm following the example set by Jesus when he was praying about the ordeal of his imminent crucifixion, and he said, Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup of suffering from me, yet I want your will to be done and not mine. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.